So why don't I pose to you the problem I posed to myself?
But just before you start, I just remind people that you started with this question of root of the of your
class. Because what I was saying in the beginning is that any efficient political movement had to go at the root of the problem or the root of the issue. In a sense, the root of the problem and the root of the solution is pretty much the same thing. And as we saw through the class, imperialism as a certain idea of man, mankind, which really doesn't fit with the definition you would have in any nation, which is worth being named nation. And what LaRouche focuses on is this question of creativity. And the best way to, if your population is not creative, a bit like what we have today, well, maybe that the best way to start something is by studying those that were creative. And maybe with the traces that they left for us, then we can develop ourselves as to understand this idea of creativity, this idea of the human mind, and what it's there for, and also what it can accomplish, versus a system that says, well, you're physically screwed up, therefore your value is much less than someone who is in physical shape. Therefore, we'll tend to eliminate you gradually. We won't kill you now, but we'll let you live without medication for a couple of months. And if you die, well, natural death. So the problem I tackle is, it's funny because I'm not sure that, we'll see. I'm still a bit confused as to what exactly I demonstrated or not demonstrated. But it's this question of the number pi, or the Greek letter pi in terms of numbers. People have ever worked on this on their own? Why pi?
Why
pi?
Why the letter? Like why that symbol or?
No.
No, we're not simple.
That was confusing.
Why Greek letters? Because see, my idea was that, and through the classes, I think almost everyone here came to our Kepler classes, but we're trying to break free from those axioms that we were whether taught at school or sometimes also proving things which are stated generally in the works that we're studying, and which are not necessarily obvious. They were maybe obvious for Kepler and the people reading him at the time, if there were any. But stuff that we have to dig out, the golden section, music, right? What's music? And these numbers, which everyone knows about, blah 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 forever. Everyone heard about those things, but still it's very vague, or it's a number. It's a number that we use. We round it about 14, 16, 14, 15, and then we start using it in a mechanical way. But has anyone ever worked on this on their own? Because the question I ask myself is that, because the number of pi is something that we see with circular things, like a sphere or like a cone, anything that has a circle in it, you're going to use this number in a different way. And the question I asked myself was, well, how do you measure the area of the circle? Or how did it come about that we're learning this formula for the area of the circle?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd love to too bad.
Pretty good.
Leonardo da Vinci.
You just get that installed.
Yeah, I improve my quality adjusted life years. All right, so well, people that have been around maybe went through that a bit more, but the question which is asked often is, well, what is a circle exactly? And does anyone have a definition, like a book type of definition of the circle?
That figure, which is an infinite series of points equidistant around the central point.
Yeah. Not too bad. So a series of points equidistant from...
Infinite series of points.
Infinite series of points. Well, I guess you said they're finite because you... Oh, yeah, well... Well, you could also say they're finite because you actually have a...
Oh, yeah.
But you can see the limit.
What's the limit?
What is the limit?
If you have the impression that a point is something which has no breadth, no length.
Yeah, we can be cut with Euclid.
Yeah. Well, that's the definition from Euclid.
About the circle?
Yeah.
So a series of infinite points?
That's pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, because if you want to fill up the space with something which has no width, length.
This is infinite auto-limitate?
Yeah, this is he said that this is infinite series of points.
Yeah. But what I think they meant was infinitely divisible. Like your point could be this, it could be this, it could be this.
Yeah, because you can make a point, and then you can say, well, here's a point, but bigger.
Yeah, exactly, that's what they mean, I guess.
I got a bigger point.
It's
still a point. Why?
Because
it's a
point. What's the point?
No, it's like, well, can you see a point is a black circle?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's part of the problem with the circle.
What about a conical section?
It's a conical, okay.
Yeah, that's my difference.
A circle is a conical. Is a division of a cone.
Yeah.
Lateral division, perfectly lateral.
Yeah.
Can
so
be
if you
slide.
Cut perfectly parallel.
All right. All right.
Then you open the cone and you see a circle.
All right.
Okay.
Can I give the LaRouche answer?
No.
It's that thing that makes steel beams stronger.
Yeah. But the question remains: how do you measure its area?
Okay.
Yeah, because you say. You define it from the standpoint of its properties or the way you can use it. Yeah, so you say, well, if you make holes in the beam, then the beam gets stronger because you have this circular shape. Okay, well, okay. Because the...
Well, how do you measure any surface anyway?
How do you measure any surface anyway? Well, how would you measure?
Like, how do you measure the area of a square?
Yeah.
Or how do you measure
whatever
the area
surface,
of a line?
Whatever surface.
There is no area of a line.
Aha.
Because usually, yeah, maybe the square would be the easier one. Probably the square would be the easier one, but.
No. Well. Yeah, but there's something if you're constructing things.
Yeah.
What you need in terms of a reference, you need some type of reference point. So you need some type of unit.
Yeah.
So you can say my finger is a unit, my arm, or some ruler.
Yeah. Right.
A metric system.
You can have
the foot of a royal lioness.
That's arbitrary, though.
Well, I mean, there's like measurement depending on the Russians have a different. I mean, they had to use the metric, but they had a different system before.
Oh. Wow.
So it changes. It can be anything, right? It can be something that you use often,
Like a foot or whatever.
Yeah, but then someone introduced the metric system. So whatever, but the idea is you need a unit. And in that case, well, we can say, well, we have this unit there, but a square has two sides that are similar, so we can call this one look.
One look.
Whatever. Like, I don't have to measure, so this is one.
That's one look squared.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just call it one line?
Well, because a line can have many, many. It just, you know, it can be arbitrary, that not the meaning you give to it, but you just need one.
Better just to stick to the loop.
Yeah, that's
like a loop.
You know, like I can say it. Here, let's say I have one and two like that.
Okay, you're not necessarily a square.
Right. And then you can get into a bit different. Let's say this is a two. This is two. So you get different shapes, but you always have a unit. That, I mean, there are different ways to figure those things out.
But the unit is your point of reference.
Yeah, it is. You need a point of reference. Same thing with the circle. And if you think about how to create the circle, because if you do forever, it might be a bit troublesome. But the idea of Kuza was talking about, the idea of a circular, not just a circular figure, but a figure which is created by a circular action, right? So if it's in the call. Just to give an example, but so you have your unit, which is one whatever, and about with through rotation, right?
Difficult, but
rough. Not too bad. So the action gives you a different sense of the figure. You just didn't do a bunch of little points, but actually the figure was done through an action. And as I started with a value for the radius, which is, let's say, one, or just call it R.
That's pretty smart, though, to start with the radius or diameter, because it's the only fixed thing in a circle. Circle could be bigger or smaller.
Yeah.
But also,
proportional load.
Have you ever tried measuring something like round line?
No, that's hard.
But measuring with a straight line is easier.
And much easier, yeah.
Depends what you're measuring.
Okay. Then again, how do you measure the... Because there are two ways you can approach it. You can go from, you know, what they told you at school, give you the formula, and then you gotta... Whether you just take the formula and then you die and never knowing the truth, but you don't care because that's what you tell me. Or you start just with that and then... Then you ask yourself, well, how the hell am I going to do that? Mm-hmm. Has anyone looked at Archimedes, per se? The guy to whom we owe the formula? No.
In terms of measuring a circle, I mean, there's a certain amount of rotation that you can measure.
Like what? If you divide by four, then you have a quarter of it of the area.
Or like pieces of pizza.
we do the pepperoni and the olives.
No.
Does that affect the area?
Pizza.
It's cheaper that way.
Will make you work better.
But that still doesn't help us figure out
the
area
the
of that,
like
of that arc.
Because the circle is four pizza.
How did Archimedes do it?
Yeah.
The It's like he did square, like start with the square.
Yeah.
Like, if you were to, I guess if you want to do it with a quarter, that could be an easy way to like not just do the squaring of it like too big. But if you do this, then you have 1 by 1. So that's the square of it. So the square would be 1, like, you know, unit
times 4,
r
squared.
Oh, yeah, 1r squared.
1r squared.
And then what you could do, you could say, well, this is a triangle, which is 1, you know, times 1 divided by 2.
So half r
squared. So it's half r squared. So there's a difference between those two, which has to be it's like in the middle.
Oh,
like
three-quarter
between.
Square.
Yeah. Well, I don't really know, but you know.
But the thing is, we can know that you can say there's 4, like it's less than 4 r squared. That's one boundary, you know. It's less than that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And you know it's got to be more than...
Less than 4?
Yeah, 4.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean, okay, for the whole thing? If you take all the inside,
yeah.
It would make it... you would end up with 2, so it's more than 2 r squared.
Hmm?
Repeat that?
Yeah.
Less than 4 r squared and more than 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a word?
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, because if you quadruple 1/2, you get 2, right? Like
what?
The one I did. If you quadruple it, you get the whole thing.
Yeah.
Or if you quadruple the 1.
Yeah.
Should be, once you draw that out,
you know,
to conceptualize. Like,
what did you show the
there?
Two different
in numbers? Once you fill that in on the, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe we draw one around it too, another bigger square around it.
That's the.
Sorry. Yeah, you could.
I think that's how our community is.
Oops.
So it's.
Yeah.
Right back.
So
the one on the inside we know is 2, and the one on the outside we know is area 4.
Yeah. And the circle is in between the two.
Okay. So we say circle is between.
Between the area of a. Oh.
Okay, well, that's the start. But can we. Can we get closer?
Oh, yeah.
I think we did
those
that 16
sides.
Times. No? But then we can add other lines.
If I split this, I now have
Yeah.
Here. Didn't you do the thingy?
So I've added more sides.
Now you have 8 sides, and you're.
But I have to figure out these triangles.
You're covering more area, right? Right. So we'll agree that the new figure covers more area. So we're. Then we can say, well, what if we double it again?
Yeah.
Right. So this is getting doubled. And then, well, we could try that. Let's see. Let's start first with the just to the way I approach it. We just start at the beginning, and let's see. Will that erase a circle?
Yeah.
as Luke was saying, if we, what he did is that he doubled the, by dividing this side in two, then created an octagon, like eight sides.
Okay.
So let's see what we can know. Knowing the radius is one R. So how can we know, like, can we know, like, the area of that square?
The internal one or the big one?
Well, let's just go from the inside.
Internal one?
Yeah. Because if we are to double the side inside the internal, mm-hmm. like we're gonna both will gradually get on each other if you have the outside one and the inside one. We can just imagine that doubling being continually done and gradually covering the whole area of the circle. So can we know the area of the square? Let's try to get the perimeter. Let's say four. Oops, that was bad four. All right. We don't want to keep that as a reminder.
Sure.
Let's say you have four sides. Let's try to get whatever we can get. So we know the radius. One. What else can we know?
We're trying to look for the four sides.
Well, let's look to whatever we can look for.
Well, the diameter,
two.
Is it 2R?
Okay, 2R.
Yeah, so size is diagonals, which is square root of 2, square root of 2. The side of the square.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll just pretend everyone knows that. So the side here,
it stays in proportion with the radius.
The side is the square root.
There's a lot of proportion that is maintained without knowing what it is in number.
It sounds like an axiom to me.
Well, okay, if you have a triangle.
Yeah, but this one is always going to stay the same.
Huh?
Like the radius is always one. Would that, like, working?
No, no, we're not going to change the value of the radius, but we're talking about that length here.
Yeah.
Because before you could call it a square root of 2, you're calling it whatever you know about it. But, like you said, we're just going to assume that everybody knows that it's square.
Well, if you know the principle of the doubling of the square, you'll be able to say, okay, if this is 1, this is going to be root 2. Mm-hmm. Because we're playing with doubling of a space and of a line, and et cetera. So we have a unit of a start, and we're going to change that unit, but in a lawful way, not just, okay, now it's a new value. But the idea is that this triangle, do people see that this is the half of a square?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know that, Fabian? The doubling of the square? OS. Because we're trying to know what is that value. But we know that this triangle is...
This is the double the area?
Yeah. So if we have that line
yeah.
in the square, you did that in Mexico?
In Mexico only, now they moved me 3 months.
Oh, okay, so maybe they didn't show you that.
Yeah.
Well, the idea is that...
Here we go.
Yeah.
So we're trying to know this value, and, the question comes up differently, but usually asked, can you double the square? And I was like, starting with the triangle. Could you say what that value is of that line?
The that line?
Yeah, the diagonal. Diagonal?
This is the... yes, it's the middle of the... what is it called?
Square.
Square?
Square? Yeah, it divides the square.
Yeah.
It's a division.
Division.
Okay, and you could say you got 1/2 and 1/2.
The double of the area of square is 1 guy and 7 there.
You want to go to the board and check?
Is it easier if you...
This is the... maybe...
Yeah, then you double again. Yeah, so that's the idea.
Hey, what's getting extra?
Yeah. You keep doing it. Yeah, that's the idea. Good.
Increase it.
Yeah. Okay, so a bit hard to see, but the diagonal here, which is the side of a square, who is double the area. So you have a square whose area is 2, and then you ask what was the side. Well, then we have this little thing which identifies the side. Right? This is a root. Just like if you have a square whose area is 4, well, that's kind of an easy one, but you can say the side is 2, but 2 is equal to the square root of 4. I'm doing that because we're going to see that sign a lot. Right? 2 is equal to the square root of 4. That just means the side of a square whose area is 4. All right, so this is root 2. All right, so what is it that we can know now? Side is root 2. And it has some numerical value, blah, blah, blah. 1 point, whatever. So what else can we know?
You know the perimeter of the square?
Yeah, what is it?
4 times the square root of 2.
4 root 2? Yeah.
Okay.
How about the area?
Square root of 2.
Two.
Do you understand so far? Okay, so you know the side, right? The side of the square is going to be the square root of 2.
Yeah.
And then the perimeter is how far all the way around the square? Okay, so it's four times the square root of 2. The last one is the area inside the square.
So the diagonal?
No, the area, like
the whole surface.
This whole surface here.
Is it the el aire?
Aire?
No.
Area.
Right.
So the area is
going
to be this times this times, you know, square root of 2 times square root of 2. So this is 2.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Can someone use a calculator and get the side and the perimeter so that we have a...
Whoa.
Just get the
Archimedes. Yeah, I can do it. I got it here.
Believe me, I tried it without... massive numbers.
You have it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I use that as massive numbers. And most of these numbers are like smaller than 1. It's like 0.96. Anyway, well.
So 1.4 something 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 is the square root of 2.
Is that 1.4 something? Let's give like four decimals or something.
Oh, yeah, like. Oh, yeah, right.
Well, this calculator.
Scientific calculator?
Yeah.
My cell phone has a couple of decimals. Calculator.
All right, so two. 1.4142.
Okay, how about the perimeter?
Perimeter would be that times 4?
Yeah.
So, do I use the one I gave you or the one that's in my calculator?
No, the one
in
the calculator.
Is that what you gave me?
Just round it up.
Well, just do your, just multiply what you get.
Yeah.
Times 4.
And this is 5.656 rounded to 9.
Okay. So then okay, so maybe we should and do people see anything as of now, or
see like 6.5 is 2 times 3 point something?
Huh?
No. What do you think?
Is that
what was your question?
I'm just asking if people see anything there already.
What would I see?
Or what can we do with those? Maybe a better question.
The perimeter.
Like we start with the radius.
Yeah.
So can we have a relationship between the radius and one of the other things that we have?
The diameter and the area or the same number.
Yeah, like 2 over 2.
The side over the perimeter is 1/4.
The side over the perimeter is √2/4 root 2. Which is the same as 1/4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else?
All the way around.
Yeah.
About diameter and perimeter. That's
P/D.
Perimeter is
4√2/2.
Okay. So 2√2.
2√2.
Yeah, 2√2.
What else do we have?
That's
the same for perimeter over area.
Yeah. Side that we had there.
No, not perimeter over side. Either diameter over side or side over diameter.
Okay.
2 to 1.
The side.
I don't know.
Sorry, the side is
√2. Maybe flip that.
multiplied over diameter.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So let's keep going. Or people have other things to say.
Well, you're just trying to get all the formula.
You want to get everything you can know.
But this is formula. You want to formalize everything.
I'm just doing ratios. The only thing we did was to have ratios.
Yeah, but P is equal to.
Yeah.
It's more ratios than formulas.
So racialize? Make it ratios?
Yeah, create proportions and see what happens. Because that's the thing people tend to forget, but that's important. It's not just like it. You want to get used to the idea of investigating these sort of things. So you just get out whatever we can, so that you don't forget anything. And you might actually see, I mean, that's pretty much what we can see, but other shapes will create other things. Okay, so what if we double the sides? The number of sides, so we create an octagon.
I think just like that, you would know the perimeter would increase without knowing how much.
I'll just take one side. I don't need to. Oops, sorry. Maybe I should use another color. Since we have colors. What do we know?
We can find the sides of that smaller triangle now.
Which smaller triangle?
Well, where the radius is, we mark the radius.
Here? That?
No, to the edge of the square.
Here?
No, to the edge of the square.
The edge of here?
Yeah. This here. We can know these sides here. We can know that and that.
How would we know that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, because
we know,
this is at 45.
We know the size.
Well, we know this.
We know this is
diagonal.
Right. Yeah.
And so we know what this is because it's half of the original side, right?
So it's that, but
red 2 over 2.
Red 2 over 2. This is from here to here.
Yeah, and that'll also be the same from here to here.
Okay, can you say what?
Well, because this one here, it's also red 2 over 2. Right?
This being that as well?
Well, this side is the same as this side.
Oh, because it's divided in 2?
Yeah, divided in 2. It's red
it's
2
red
over 2.
Over 2.
So you have two sides the same. And you know that this is 90 degrees. You know, this is 90 degrees.
And not only that, you got a square there. So.
Yeah.
To look at, but yeah. Can we say why it's a square?
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yes, because we divide the big square in four parts.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep, that's true. Yeah.
That's root 2 over 2.
So we can know this, and once we have this, we can find that. Because we know that this is the radius, which is 1.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is 1 minus this.
So then, how would we we know the side.
Da, da, da.
Pythagorean theorem.
We're not going to go through that. We're going to have to suppose, because otherwise we're going to be there tomorrow. Which you should go if you come back tomorrow, by the way. Tomorrow we're going to do some Kepler and some single.
Why even leave?
Yeah.
Fabien is going to come tomorrow.
Who?
Fabien.
Fabien? What's his best language, English or French?
Spanish.
All right, so people at least agree to agree?
Agree to agree?
To use the Pythagorean theorem?
I agree on the principle, but let's fight about the details.
You agree to agree, but you want to debate? All right, well, let's use it, and it'll be people's homework to prove Pythagorean theorem.
Okay, so you got square root of 2 over 2. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, just start.
Square it.
Plus
square root of 2 over 2.
It's going to be equal to a side square, right?
Piece of cake.
Which one are you doing there?
I'm trying to find that line here.
Okay, because you already have one side.
We have that,
two.
And we know that this is...
1 minus square root of 2 over 2.
Yeah.
And then you have C, Pythagorean, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Good. Count, Sonic.
One.
Okay. Oh, that's good. I thought there was another way, but no. All right, so just a trick when you square binomials. So, what's that here?
1 squared.
What's that here?
It's minus square 2 over 2.
Square 2 over 2?
It's
this
1 half
times that.
Yeah, 1 times minus square root 2 over 2.
Yeah. So, what's that?
Minus square root of 2.
Minus what?
Minus square root of 2. Of 2 over 2.
Yeah. Who's that? Minus root 2 over 2 times 1.
Yeah, same thing.
Who's that?
It's
root 2 over 2. Minus root
2
over 2.
Multiplied together. So they become...
Become plus what?
2 over 4.
Or a half?
Or a half.
So if we put it all back together, it means... Well, it's... We got 1.
Minus 2.
Plus
minus
1 and a half. Minus
square root of 2.
Minus root 2 over 2. Well, there's another one, right? You have 2 minus root 2 over 2. Right?
Yeah.
So you can say it's minus 2 root 2 over 2. Okay? That's we can say it's 3 halves. 3 halves minus this.
Well, that you can simplify. It's just minus square root of 2.
Yeah. Plus that square. We already did it. So.
Uh-huh.
Well, what
happened? Well, c square. We can change that a little bit. So that's 2. 3 halves plus a half. 4 halves, 2, minus root 2, c squared, 2.
Wow.
Right? All right, so we know we found the value. So this is yeah, that's what he was talking about. All these roots together.
Right. Minus,
yeah.
Theorem of lattices.
Okay, so let's do what we just did, but with this new value.
Theorem lattice.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I'm erasing so that you have to do it again.
Lattices. Yeah. But this is the new square.
All right, so radius is still 1. Diameter, same. Side. How about the perimeter?
Perimeter is 8 times that.
Yeah.
8 times that.
Put it
times the side.
Oh, yeah.
The area. You have to calculate the area of triangles.
Oh, yeah. There's a trick, though. The area is what? Is the area. Oh, if you can find the star
rectangle?
Side. The star side. It's two rectangles. If we can find this here.
Oh, you don't need to do that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, on ne pourrait pas juste trouver l'aire de ce triangle isocèle-là et faire x8.
Yeah.
Ça, c'est plus simple. De toute façon,
yeah.
Quoi, ça, c'est 1, c'est 1. Puis ça, ben, on le connaît, c'est ça.
Well, yeah, because I know it. Because in the case of the octagon, if you, I think that's what, the area of an octagon is, well, just trace it.
It's 2 times that rectangle.
Yeah, and something.
Oh, yeah.
But it happens by what you did, which is, to show that all of those triangles end up in it.
So it would be.
Well, we have to find that length.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's find that length. And then what we'll do is we'll multiply this times this, and then multiply it by 2. Is that
okay?
Maybe,
Try
smaller. So that's then you have it's not going to be really useful. Let's just finish it.
But it's in the middle, can they flip open?
Yeah, and the 4 parts here.
Yeah, you just did it wrong.
Then by flipping the inside, that little square fits in the hole. Okay, so what's that length here?
What's what?
The long length? We want to know that length here, which is the basis of our rectangle, of our side of our rectangle, but the base of our equilateral triangle. Right, you have this triangle there.
Yeah. So we know the 2 sides, right? Is that what you're
saying? We know the side here.
Yeah.
And we know that.
The side.
Yes.
Right. We know the diameter.
So we know C and we know let's say A.
So 1 times root 2 minus root 2 minus root 2.
Well, we had that. equals c squared, which is, it's 2, so
4.
2 squared is equal to 4. Good. Alright, so what's that squared? That's rather simple.
Yeah,
just erase that.
Yeah, just get rid of that.
Yeah.
That's 2 minus root 2 plus a squared is equal to 4.
So a squared equals 4 minus.
There's 2 plus square root 2. You bring it all to the other side.
Well, that's a binomial.
Yeah, but you could bring that to the other side. A squared equals 4 minus 2 plus square root 2.
So 2 minus square root of 2.
Like that?
Yeah.
4 minus 2.
So A squared is equal to 2 plus root 2. So A is equal to the root. Right? So just take a look at that, because that's something, that's one of the degrees of nobility of Kepler. That we have one side of this rectangle, which is root of 2 plus root 2. And the other one is root of 2 minus root 2.
Of two roots. Oh, man. The guy presented that theorem of Gauss. Fundamental theorem of algebra.
Uh-huh.
There's two roots. Yeah, well, why is there two roots? You know? We're getting
close. Maybe. Not quite sure, but...
Not quite. No?
Well, the point I wanted to make is that Kepler in his knowability, because he's trying to know what's the relationship of that with the diameter. And if I'll just let it for you to do it, but if you look at the area of those sides, in the area of the square of the rectangle, you'll see something which you can use to apply.
But there's a problem here, because we cannot multiply those two together. We cannot know the area of this rectangle this way.
That'll be very hard to do unless we do it with the decimals.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Well, you can't just multiply the square root of 2 plus square root of 2 by the square root of 2 minus the square root of 2. You can't multiply those two together and get anything useful.
Well, it gets complicated, because you're dealing with roots of binomials.
That's where there's this movement to shift the rectangle. The way you get to know the area is if you imagine a vertical here from the diameter here, you have a vertical like this, makes a triangle, you have another vertical like this, makes a triangle, you bring this triangle up here, now becomes this.
Oh, okay.
And this
flipped over.
And this part here, this whole big triangle.
Yeah, it's flipped over.
It's flipped over part up here.
Nice.
Yeah. And then you can calculate the area of that, which is equal to the area of this.
Yeah.
Because you've taken this and fired it up there, mm-hmm. You've taken this and fired it up here.
Yeah. Right.
Everybody see that?
Yeah.
See what we did?
Comme juste une rotation.
Non, ce n'est pas juste une rotation. Non, parce que il y a.
Ben oui, ben de toute façon, oui.
Non.
Non, ce n'est pas une rotation autour de ce point-là.
Non.
Ça, c'est comme si on l'avait.
Non.
OK.
Non, parce que the height here,
yeah,
is the length of the side, right? The height of this rectangle. But this height is different. This height is not the same.
That triangle that
you
flip becomes that triangle.
Okay.
Right? So it's actually a longer and shorter triangle, or a rectangle. Okay. But it's the same area. Interessante, eh?
But it allows you to calculate the area of it.
Longer, but less width.
Longer and shorter. Yeah.
Yes.
But it's the same area.
That makes sense.
Well, also one thing that we could do, which brings us back to what first idea of Catherine.
What to calculate this triangle here?
We can calculate the whole big triangle above, no?
What, the one here?
Well, it's the side of one.
Yeah.
And then this one you can calculate this one. We know already this one. And
so we need to find this height. We know the diameter, right? The
yeah.
length is the diameter. But we just need to know the height.
And when we did this, we found it, and it was.
Well, no, this is not the height, though.
No. But
yeah.
to find the height, this is becoming one of your side of a
mm-hmm.
right angle. So what do we need to find this one?
We just calculated this. Mm-hmm. We have this.
We have this. So maybe if we go back here.
Does that work?
Maybe I'm too close. Yeah, go back. Yes, it's up.
This.
Open a bit. One.
To this.
Send me shows, Kissa.
C'est deux moitiés d'un rectangle.
Où tu peux dire?
Hello.
This is to this. This is to this.
Yeah, but we don't know either this.
Oh yeah, right. I don't know that. So then you get a problem.
You're gonna have to leave it here for 3 weeks. It's gonna cost you $600.
Well, yeah, but you know this is 90 degrees.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we know that.
So what would be the angle here?
That would be 45.
Okay. So what kind of triangle is that?
Are you sure? I don't.
If you trace a line there.
Oh yeah,
because
it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
You have 90 and 45.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then you get another 45 there.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, wait a minute now. So if this is one, right? This is one.
Yeah.
Then we should be able to. This should be the square root of the. This should be the square root of the square whose area is 1/2.
Half of one, right?
Because this is the side of the square whose area
mm-hmm.
is one.
Mm-hmm.
So this has to be this.
Uh-oh.
Square root of the. This has to be the length of the side whose area is 1/2.
So
right.
What's that length?
A square root of 1/2.
So
that here.
Can you do it outside of it?
Yeah.
Like not on that
yeah.
one, but
so,
outside.
So if you have a square.
Yeah.
Right. It's the old famous thing. Like, if this is one. Right, then this here becomes the length of the side this here becomes the length of the side of the square whose area is 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you go backwards, how much are we going here? This all of a sudden becomes a diagonal.
Mm-hmm.
therefore 1 over 4. This is 1 over 4. Right? The area, right?
You just put because... Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The area of the big one is 2.
I'm
going to
take, off this,
one.
This square root of 2 because it's confusing.
Yeah.
So here's our 1 square, right? If you go like this, you get quarters, right?
Yes.
So then you can all of a sudden go like this, and you have a quarter plus a quarter. Okay? So what do we have? We have here we have 1,
mm-hmm.
which represents this here. And we've dropped this dotted red line here is dropped to the diameter, which continues on this way, right? Or continues just a little way.
Yeah.
This is also 1 to here, exactly to here. Not quite. Sorry.
It's half of it.
Yeah.
Half the take half.
Yeah. This is 1
of the diameter. Like
it's
that.
Not half
yeah,
because
yeah.
it's incommensurable.
Oh, you're talking about the side of.
I'm just trying to. This is our diameter here.
Oh, okay, sorry.
We dropped it down here.
Okay.
So we've realized that this is 40. This is 90 degrees. We know this is 45 degrees, right?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Therefore, this is 45 degrees. So this here has to be the length of the side whose area is a half. Length of the side of the square. Whose area is quarter plus a quarter or a half.
I miss it a little piece. Yeah.
Well, this is 1. I'll do it maybe on an angle.
But like what
just,
do you do there?
Do the doubling.
I'm just gonna see if where it applies here. So this is 1.
Let me see if I can do this. Hold on for just one second here.
This is 1.
I'm gonna do it like this. This is our square. Right? This is this line here. Okay? This here is this line, right? The radius. R equals 1. Right? We have this going through. This line here is the extension of is 1 as well.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite go to there. It goes to here, right? This square doesn't exist here.
Yeah.
We don't have these lines.
Yeah.
So let's just say we imagine a square whose area is 1. Now we're dropping this thing down here, right?
Yes.
We've dropped
like
this down here.
It's less than 1, okay.
So here's our diameter. Their circle, right? Radius. We've dropped this down to the diameter, right? It goes this way. Sorry, my drawing sucks. We know this is 45. This is the angle 45, right here, 45. Jean-Luc pointed out this is 90 degrees. We know this, right? 90 degrees?
Yes.
So this has to be 45.
Yeah.
Right?
This, yes.
Right? So our square okay. If you continue this down, what we're really dealing with is a quarter of the area of 1. If you actually draw,
because it's outside.
If you actually draw this down, this would hit here.
Yeah.
You'd have 1.
It would be the same triangle
right?
as
this square is 1, right? If you take it out here, this square is 1. 1 times 1 is 1. This is a quarter of 1. So the square of it is actually a half. Therefore, this is the side of the square whose area is a half.
Yes.
Right. this square is worth a half, therefore this is the square, this is the side, the length of the side is whose square is the area.
So it's just square root of 2 over 2.
Yeah, half is square root of 2.
No, square root of a half.
Sorry, square root of a half.
Square root of a half.
Oh, square root of a half.
Root of 1 over 2. Or 1 over square root of 2.
Oh, this is 1. Okay, yeah.
So we know
that line is root of a half.
That line is
and
1 over square root of a half.
But it's like
one, yeah,
the
root of a half
one,
or 1 over square root.
This
root.
One,
yeah.
This one is like the same one as this one.
Yeah.
Rotation.
Yeah.
45 degrees. So we know that.
So we can know the area of part of the triangle.
Well, actually, now all we have to do is multiply that by 2, and we know the area of our rectangle. If this height
is root 2 over 2,
is,
that means
no,
this.
No.
Oh, times
no.
It. Oh,
yeah. Root 2 over 2 is this length, the length of the octagon, right? This is 1 over square root of 2. This
like this line here that you made?
Yeah. This height.
Yeah.
Is the length of the side whose area is a half, right?
So just that.
Right. Or one over square root of 2. This equals this.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So that times the diameter gives us the area of our rectangle.
Okay, so we know the area of the rectangle.
Multiply it by 2 and you have the area of the octagon.
Octagon.
And then you would divide by 8 to get...
No. We have the whole octagon already.
No, because this rectangle
is the
same as this one.
Yeah,
so once we know this one, we just multiply it by 2.
So we're saying root of a half times 2, right? Which is the whole diameter. So it'll give you
2 over square root of 2.
You sure?
Isn't that what we came up with Megan in Boston?
Wait.
That's root of a half.
We did it another way there?
Root of a half double should give you root 2.
Root of a half
double? Yeah. Because root of a half, it's the same ratio as 1 over 2 would be.
No, the areas should double. A half doubled is 1, but the square root of a half is not half of square root of 2. I don't think. These lines are incommensurable, don't forget. When we're talking lengths, you can't go from a half to 1 to square root of 2 and expect it to have any useful relationship.
But they do.
No, the areas do. A half goes to 1 and goes to 2. Right? The areas double, but the sides don't double. The sides don't have any relationship to each other directly by numbers.
No, but by their sides themselves.
The sides themselves are incommensurable.
They're incommensurable with
the other sides.
Like with 1 or 2 or 3 or 4. When you get to root 2, root 8.
Oh, I see.
That's why I'm saying
If
you have root of 1 half, by doubling it, you should get that length here.
No. Yeah, well, yeah, you do, but the answer is 2 over root 2.
Well, you're saying that is.
Oh yeah, you do double it, right?
I'm not sure about the 2 root 2 thing.
Oh, that's right, because it goes from 1 to 2. Yeah, sorry.
Liz, if you do a square of 1.
Yeah.
Then this area, this side is 1.
Yeah.
So that means that. The one we're looking for is this one, right?
Yeah.
So it's, we know this side. And then we want...
sides? We know this.
Well, you know the area of the square too.
Yeah. This is 1/4. Yeah. So that you know it's 1/4 area.
Yeah, the roof.
Yeah. So what's the area?
The area of
the whole square. This little square here.
Oh, the area is 1/2.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the side?
The side is square root of 1/2.
Yeah. Which is to me 1/2.
I don't know about that though.
Yeah, I think it's this instead.
Yeah, I was thinking that one.
Square root of 1/2? No.
Well, because that's the only way you can.
But the square root of 1 is 1, so then you have a half.
Yeah, but there's no way I think you can.
It can't be a half. A square root of a half cannot be 1/2. Cannot be a half.
Yeah, maybe they're just useless. But just
no, because if you multiply 1/, this is how you prove it, right? 1/√2 times 1/√2
equals 1/2.
Yeah.
Right?
So that was our area of this thing.
Oh. Right? That times that equals that. So the
like
square
this is
the square
like
root
this is
of a half is 1/√2.
This way. Yeah.
One this.
Ben on refait la preuve.
De.
Ben, est-ce qu'on a trouvé la largeur de ce triangle ici?
OK.
Et ça nous donne le côté ici, qui est 1/√2.
OK, so that would be,
right? This side is 1/√2.
OK, well, let's keep that for now. It seems to work.
Mm.
2/√2?
2/√2 is the
area of triangle, right?
No.
The rectangle?
Oh.
The rectangle. So 2 times that, 4/√2.
Oh yeah,
is the area of the octagon.
This is the height. So this is this
times
the 1.
The diameter, the 2.
The 2. So 2 times 1/√2.
Yeah.
Is the area of the octagon.
No, it's the area of one of the
rectangles.
Oh, yeah,
so then you double it.
Double that.
Okay, so that gives us...
How are we getting to the circle now?
That gives us the area of the octagon.
Where are we going? I have a question at that. Okay.
How about
see you?
See you.
Oh, it's cool.
See you.
Makes sense.
Okay. Just going to erase a couple of things.
So...
But that's it, Tricky.
Why?
Okay, so we can just be easier to visualize if we add the decimal value, otherwise it's a big mess. So we can find the relationship.
So the area was 4/√2.
Freaking interesting, though.
4/√2?
Yeah, because there was 2/√2. We did multiply by 2.
It says 1/√2 times 2 is 2/√2.
So 4 times.
Which is supposed to be.
So it's 4.
Yeah, because you're right, because if you're doubling the square, 2 times this side is the diagonal of the 1/2, right? So that means that 2/√2 is equal to the square root of 2.
Yeah.
Right?
2 divided by, just repeat that?
Well, look. Like, here's your half square, right? Your half square. There's the side of your half square.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's your 1/2, right?
Uh-huh.
Your 1/2.
Mm-hmm.
Side 1.
Mm-hmm.
Here is diagonal of the one square, which is square root of 2. But look, the square root of 2 then is 2 times the side of this. The side of this
yeah.
is 1 over
yeah.
square root of 2. That means that, 2 times 2 over the square root of 2 equals square root of 2.
Yeah, I do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Of course. Of course, that makes sense.
Yeah,
because 2 equals square root of 2 times square root of 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
2 halves times square root of 2.
Uh-huh. So 2 over square root of 2 equals square root of 2. Ooh. Today's interesting.
So you can call it one thing, or you can call it the other.
So we're saying that 2 over root 2 was root 2?
Yeah.
And we ended up saying, well,
so the area of
times,
the
times this.
So the area of the so that is
that
the area of one of the rectangles is the square root of 2,
and you have two of them.
Yeah,
yeah. So the area of the
is going to be
2 times the square root of 2,
twice that, and twice, or twice that.
Yeah, so 4 over the square root of 2 is 2 square root of 2.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Funny stuff.
That's easier.
That's the area of the octagon.
Octagon. So now we got to go to the 16th gun. Let's go.
Well, let's get the decimals there so that we can see that there's a progression
of
some sort.
Decimals. Decimals calculator.
No. Well, if we do this one, then the rest.
Okay.
Well, that, by the way, I mean, that's also root 8. Don't want to be annoying.
Root 8?
So the area of the octagon is root 8. Isn't that interesting?
What do you mean root 8?
Oh. Twice root 2? If you do the doubling?
Well, if you square 2 and put it inside under the root sign, you can square whatever's on the outside and just pop it inside. So the square of 2 is 4. 4 times 2 is 8.
Yeah, like, let's see it. Oh.
Yeah, like square root of 8 equals square root of 4 times
so
2
the
equals 2.
So the root of 2 minus root 2 is
0.76. Let's see do it with the square.
Octagon.
That's
square root
of 8?
Yeah.
But try to see that. Try to see that with the doubling of the square, though. So you know why that works or not. Or this, what you just did.
Yeah.
You can see it through the doubling of the square. But what did you say, Pascal?
The decimals, the root of 2 minus square root of 2 is 0.7653.
Okay. About the perimeter is 8 times that.
8 times that would be, maybe if I have the number. That was 0.76.
6.7653.
Equal to. So it's 6.1224.
How about the area? Root 8?
2.8284. Makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we do some ratios?
Okay. 1.4142 over 0.7653 equal to 1.8479.
What's that?
That's the two sides, one over the other. 1.8479.
You want to just do the ratios with the symbols instead?
Let's
do the ratios but keep the square root signs.
That's side of the square over side of the octagon.
The sign of the square?
The side.
Side.
Of the square over the side of
this?
The octagon. Yeah.
Over over the side of the octagon. Okay.
Yeah. Now.
That's equal to that?
I don't think it is. It useful to do it in decimals like this?
Well, what we're trying to find, I mean, the question that we started with was this idea of pi.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How do we, what's that? So maybe we should look at, let's just look at that one, because the idea that we want to gradually get to something that resembled a circle. Something with multiple.
So
we don't need to necessarily compare both together.
No. Because I had the perimeters.
No, that's not going to be.
What else do you want?
Well, let's see. Let's look at the red. Let's look at the red things.
The red thing.
Well, let's maybe compare them without calculating them, just off the bat.
Right.
So what do we have? You know, it might be useful to like line it up with this.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
So the diameter over the area.
Okay. Here.
Diameter, which is 2.
Over the area, which is 2 square root of 2. Which equals 1 over square root of 2. Side over the perimeter would be
right, the
yeah,
side?
Side over the perimeter, just 8 times that,
yeah.
So it's 8, it's 1 over 8. The octagon, interesting.
Perimeter diameter?
Perimeter over diameter?
There is 2.
So it's 4. It's going to be 4 square root of 4 square root of 2 minus square root.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perimeter over area.
Perimeter over area is going to be 8 square root, or basically it's going to be square root of 2 minus square root of 2. It's going to be this.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be 4 square root of 2 minus square root of 2 over square root.
Did I change that?
It's going to
okay,
be this.
Yeah.
It's going to be this,
yeah,
over square root of 2.
Okay. So that's it. So.
Over 2? Root 2?
Correct.
Whoa.
And up top we have side over diameter, which will be square root of 2 minus square root of 2 over 2. Right. I think another investigation that might be useful or would be useful in this is to explore the significance. Explore the significance of those ratios, like why those ratios might be important. You know,
an action of progression.
No, but I mean, like, which ratios are more important than which other ratios? Like, something you know, something might be a useful ratio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would make sense to compare these two. Another ratio might just be an arbitrary ratio, you know, like how many cows over how many sheep, kind of thing.
Well, yeah, because I think one thing people have to keep in mind, since people like kind of heard about a guy named Nicholas of Cusa, where he, in one of his paper, identifies the flow of Archimedes, because we owe this pi thing to Archimedes. But then, already we can see that we're not quite investigating the circle itself, or we're investigating the circle, but we're measuring is not quite in the circle.
Right.
And we're going to run into the same type of problem when we look at the area of it. Since we can't really, I mean, I guess that expressed the idea of a transcendental, this idea of a curve related to the straight.
That's funny, because the way we learn it in school is about, you know, it's the diameter, the ratio of the diameter to the circumference.
Yeah. 2 pi r.
Yeah.
Or pi r squared.
Well, those are the formulas, right? This is perimeter, circumference.
Yeah.
And what's the area?
Pi r squared. Like the circumference seems easier. Because you, in a sense, you could think about having a string, which is the diameter, and then you try to place a string around, and then, you know, you place it, like, go around the circle, and you see how many times you can put it there.
Yeah.
That might be like...
Pi times.
Right.
Pi.
You know, there's that ratio of, that you can't account for, which is the decimal. Like, it goes 3 times, and then the decimal, which you don't really know what it is, ever.
This is interesting, though, because, so if you keep going, like already we're at, the area being this, the area is directly related to pi, because r squared is going to be 1, right?
In our case, yeah.
Yeah, in our case, because we picked a circle of radius 1. So this is how close we are to pi at this point. This here, the perimeter, is we're you cut that in half, and that's how close we are to pi there.
Yeah.
Perimeter? Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Although I guess Archimedes would not have been thinking in terms of going to his formula and simply relating it.
Probably not. The thing that I know about Arch, that's what I try to replicate, is that he does what we're doing and then stops at the 64 sites.
Okay.
So that means we double again 16, double again 32, double again 64.
Right.
And he gets, as you just identified correctly, you get closer to a certain number, certain value. Because you could think, that's the problem with
some pies.
When you look at the area per se, because you're gonna get the perimeter over diameter as one of those ratio will get closer to 3.14. Blah, 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 blah.
Perimeter.
Well, because what is...
Okay.
If you look at that, you can say, well, we have double the radius and pi.
Okay, right.
Which gives you the perimeter.
The relationship, yeah.
Right?
Perimeter to the diameter. Of course, because that's the whole problem, is that you want to be able to...
The relationship...
Relate the straight line
to the curve.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So Archimedes goes through all this.
With the curve to the diameter, to the straight. Well, P over P.
Yeah. Curve of a straight.
Yeah.
Because curve comes first, right? Well, the curve is the perimeter. And the diameter is the straight.
Yeah,
which comes first?
But
the curve or the straight?
Well, pi is obviously generated from that.
He's thinking,
not Archimedes.
No, because in terms of our investigation of how he went, he's not necessarily thinking of the primacy of, but he is trying to figure out the perimeter of the circle in a sense.
Well, those
dividing it by the diameter to see what portion of the diameter is the perimeter.
Yeah. Was the relationship between both?
And that's why that's a fraud.
Why?
Because see, like the area, is even more a fraud because the idea of squaring it, you know, you square the thing.
Uh-huh.
It's just you apply what the square is to the circle, and you're gonna get something, you know, which is very close.
It's an approximation.
But it's not. You can't do that.
The
idea of the squaring of the circle.
I see.
The
right?
angle, the Englishing of
the. It's still the same thing.
It's still a square.
It's still a square.
Yeah, you can try as much as you like,
but it's,
change your clothes.
Yeah.
You're still a square.
Yeah, because the way I understand
wow.
it.
Wow! That's
because when you think about the area, one thing that could come to your mind maybe closer. That's what Katrina was referring to. Is that by knowing, let's say, the area of that triangle there, just multiplying it by 8. Well, just think about an infinite amount of those triangles and measuring the area times the side, divide it in two, and then get your area.
Right.
Maybe you've seen this already, but if you have this one and this one, each one quarter, this is the quarter or the octagon?
This is the quarter. It's a quarter of an area.
This thing? Oh, of this thing. Of this. So, one of these.
One of those is a quarter of a square whose area is 1. Or
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
1. Yeah, because you could. Because you could think about.
Yeah, one ratio that we're not doing here is the radius squared. I mean, it's a.
Well, if you have, let's say you have this. That's another one.
Yeah, like perimeter over radius squared or diameter squared or something.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to get, we're using the radius 1.
Yeah.
So it's maybe.
Yeah, it's arbitrary. But
because if you change the radius, then you get everything changes as well.
Mm-hmm.
You're going from the square to these triangles, right?
Yeah.
Like the square was a lot easier. But then you have this shape here. The square you did it 4 times. Now you have this shape, which is 8 times? 2, 3, 4, 5. But I'm just trying to see as we go along how is that progressing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a good question.
But then you're left with the tiny little squares.
So there's just, it's keeping the triangle. The triangle's always going outside.
You're adding little pieces.
Well, you add a little bit, but less every time, but you keep adding, but just less every time.
Yeah. Never quite enough.
So you could think about this. Because that's where I think the problem of Archimedes, it's always confused in the beginning. It's like, well, I didn't find like the big truth about the circle, but if you think about all these little sides here,
And then to get the area of the circle, you would just get the area of each of those triangles multiplied by the side. But actually, that's not the case. That's not... Well...
That you're going to get there. You're going to get the area.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Yeah, no. But are you going to get the formula again?
Well, or the area. There's something else.
See you later, guys.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
See ya. You didn't have a bag? No.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Okay.
Good. Or would you?
No. C'est lui qui a trouvé ça? C'est Archimède qui a trouvé ça?
Non, mais tu sais, peut-être qu'il a pris une corde, tu sais, il l'a déroulé. Ben, tu sais, il a mis la corde. Puis là, après ça, il a pris cette longueur-là, puis il a fait des proportions là, avec le rayon. Il a travaillé avec ça, puis mais là, c'est ça, puis il serait arrivé un chiffre de 3.5.
Moi, c'est ce qu'on m'avait enseigné, s'il me semble, à l'école, là, c'est qu'il justement, il prenait une corde pour calculer la circonférence, puis il s'était rendu compte qu'il y avait à peu près une proportion de
3. Ouais, c'est ça.
C'est pour.
Ben,
c'est pas
ça...
assez compris.
Ça me semble.
Ben, c'est pour
ça. Ce genre d'affaire, ok, tu peux botcher. Tu commences à jouer avec des lignes.
Ouais.
Toi, que de rester dans le. Parce que l'idée de géométrie, c'est que. Tu sais, même si ton cercle n'est pas un cercle, ton carré n'est pas un carré, c'est une question de proportion. Fait que tu vas générer les. Tu vas être encore plus près au niveau des proportions que tu vas mesurer une ligne. Si tu penses aux gens, tous les tripeux de pi qui trouvent les décimales après décimales après décimales.
Ouais, qui remémorisent
ouais,
200 vrai. Pages de décimales.
Quand la personne justement qui cherche une vie, on parlait tantôt. Fait que ça arrive toujours à des décimales de plus en plus près, tu sais. Mais la gag, c'est que ça finit pas, tu sais.
Uh-huh.
Ça finira jamais.
Ouais.
C'est ça qui est c'est incommensurable, mais c'est aussi
ouais.
transcendantal dans le sens où on en fait avec les surfaces courbes. Parce que quand j'ai regardé ça, j'ai dit ok, mais si tu as tous les triangles, tu vas arriver à l'air. Mais là, je regardais Pierre carré, puis rayon carré. J'étais là, ben. Ça marche pas. Parce que pour trouver l'air d'un triangle, c'est quoi? C'est base fois
hauteur divisé
par 2. Ça fait un triangle comme ça. Fait que la base fois la hauteur te donnerait le carré, mais il faut que tu divises par 2 parce que ton triangle couvre juste la moitié de la surface.
Ouais.
Tu as dit ok, ça va, tu sais. Je regardais ça, tu sais. La base, fois hauteur. Dans le fond, ton triangle, mettons que tu prends le triangle qui est là, c'est le plus gros. Là. Fait que tu prends la base, mettons qu'on connaît, là, mettons que c'est racine de 2, whatever. Fait que la base, la base fois cette hauteur-là, divisé par 2. Ah, ça devrait marcher. Je sais que ça bloque. Moi, c'est bloqué avec ça.
Ah, tu fais des rectangles pour chaque triangle.
Mais c'est là où je me suis dit, ben, si tu pousses à l'extrême. Si on a avoir des. Imagine que ça c'est ton triangle.
Là,
j'ai pas. Dans le fond, c'est tellement proche du rayon que tes deux côtés, dans le fond, sont 1.
Ouais.
Puis, ben. T'as juste à faire qu'il y en a rien. Plus. Donc, c'est ton rayon. Puis, dans le fond, ton. Imagine que tu as vraiment quelque chose de. Parce que tu peux dire aussi que tu as le point. Autant tu peux dire que ben, c'est quelque chose qui n'a rien de visible, mais tu peux aussi dire qu'au centre,
genre un mini cercle avec des centaines de côtés. T'sais.
Ouais.
Puis que dans le fond, chacun de tes rayons sont des triangles. Puis ça ici, ça tu sais que c'est un. Puis ça ici, ben c'est une partie de sa circonférence.
Mm-hmm.
Fait
pousser à l'extrême.
Ben pousser à l'extrême, ça veut dire que c'est ça, je pense que c'est ça. Ça veut dire que tu peux pas savoir le petit côté de ça, mais tu sais que ça fait le tour, ça fait la circonférence. Fait que dans le fond, t'as un rectangle qui est comme ça.
What does it look like?
Ou ton cercle, de dérouler ton cercle. Parce que ton cercle, dans le fond, l'air de ton cercle, c'est tous ces petits rectangles-là, comme ça.
Oui.
Mais dans le fond, si tu déroules ça, mais ça te donnerait un rectangle comme ça.
Yeah.
Et là,
yeah.
Ça, c'est un.
OK, good. All right. Yeah.
Si ça c'est 1, ça veut dire que ton rayon, parce que en fait c'est le diamètre, le périmètre par rapport au diamètre qui est égal à pi. Fait que l'air de ça, en fait ton côté c'est pas pi, mais c'est pi sur 2. Non, je radote. C'est pas vrai. C'est pi. Ouais, c'est pi parce que ton rayon, c'est 1. Si ton diamètre, c'était 2. Ah, ça serait 2 pi. C'est une proportion, c'est ça. Une proportion, donc ton périmètre sur ton diamètre est égal à pi. Ben c'est ça, c'est-à-dire que si ton diamètre c'est 2, c'est-à-dire que ton périmètre est égal à 2 pi. Je ne sais pas si vous suivez.
Ça serait le.
Pas trop d'affaires.
Ah, ça serait le diamètre sur.
Ouais, parce que.
Ah, le périmètre sur.
Parce que
c'est
tu
joues
ta formule, là.
Ben, c'est parce que ce qu'on faudrait avoir constitué, mais est-ce que tu vas, avec le doublement des côtés, tu arrives à un point où justement cette proportion-là est visible, tu t'approches toujours de 3 moins 14, 16. Dans le cas où. Ben, c'est ça. Ton diamètre par rapport à la circonférence. Et la pi, ça c'est la proportion qu'on découvre. Mais c'est ça, mais si ton diamètre est 2,
ouais.
Dès que ton périmètre est égal à 2 pi,
ouais.
Ou si le diamètre c'est 1, si le diamètre est 1, là ton cercle est une circonférence de pi. Mais si tu doubles ton diamètre, ben là tu vas te retrouver à doubler la circonférence.
Ah, puis c'était ça, bon, quand on l'a vu avec l'octogone, genre ça commence à être proche. T'sais.
Ah,
là,
ok,
tu peux faire
la proportion.
6.1, 2, 3, 4 divisé par 2, ça donne genre 3 points quelque chose.
Ouais.
C'était ouais. Cette proportion-là ici que.
Diamètre sur diamètre.
Ouais.
6.1, 2, 3, 4 divisé par 2.
Ça donne.
3.0617.
Ouais, t'as oublié,
c'est une valeur
arrondie,
ça.
Ouais.
Ouais, c'est très
long. Et plus ça va aller, puis plus on va augmenter on augmente le périmètre jusqu'à 3.14 petites patates. OK, fait que si mon rayon c'est 1, ça c'est le périmètre de sa conférence. Mais déroulé.
Mm-hmm.
Mais ça, ce qu'on disait tantôt, c'est ça, c'est que c'est pas nécessairement une question de
de mesurer le triangle, mais c'est que dans l'espace, c'est un triangle qui est infiniment petit. Que tu rapetisses toujours. À un moment donné, ben, c'est quasiment une ligne droite, si tu veux, ou vraiment un tout petit rectangle. T'sais. Puis le rectangle, c'est le rayon. Fait que t'as ton rectangle ici, puis t'as une série de rectangles comme ça. Vu que ça, c'est la circonférence déroulée, ben t'aurais des triangles, tous les rectangles qui seraient après. Fait que ta circonférence, c'est 2π, dans le cas où le rayon est 1. Fait que c'est ça, c'est 2π. 2π fois le rayon. Donc 2π r. C'est ça? Ah non, attends.
Je t'assure que j'ai pas de temps. Les triangles et les petits rectangles.
Si on change la valeur du rayon, mettons. Parce que ce que j'essaie de trouver, c'est l'air ici. Là.
OK.
Puis tu sais que l'air, c'est une série de rectangles.
Ouais. Si le rayon est 1.
Si le rayon est 1, ben l'autre côté, c'est 2π. Fait que l'air, non, l'air serait 2π, c'est ça?
L'air serait 2π.
Ouais.
2π carré. Unité.
Mais sa conférence, c'est 2π aussi. La circonférence, c'est ça. Pi fois rayon carré. La
circonférence, ce serait 1 plus 1 plus. C'est quoi les côtés?
Hein? Les côtés?
Ah, ça serait pi. La longueur, c'est pi. La hauteur, c'est pi. Non.
Ça, c'est quoi la longueur de ça?
Ça, c'est la circonférence.
Ça, c'est la circonférence. De ce côté-là.
Ouais.
Ça, c'est le rayon.
Ben, parce qu'on.
C'est le rayon 1 plus 1 plus la circonférence.
Ben, le rayon, c'est juste le rayon. C'est pas la circonférence. La circonférence, c'est ce qui a été déroulé.
Sur le périmètre de ça, que tu fasses 1 plus 1 plus ça plus ça. Sur le périmètre. Et là, toi, tu veux l'air. C'est 1 fois ça.
C'est ça, non. Là, ça, c'est la circonférence du cercle au complet. Ce côté-là. Attends, ça marche-tu?
C'est bizarre dans ma tête. Ça marche pas dans ma tête.
Non, attends. Non, c'est ça. Ça serait pour trouver l'air. J'essaie de redessiner ici. C'est-à-dire qu'en considérant notre... comme une série de rectangles qui tournerait autour.
Ouais.
Fait que si t'étais pour dérouler ça, mais ce que t'aurais, c'est... Right?
Si t'es inverse, ouais.
Fait que c'est ça, si je déroule comme ça, c'est comme...
Oui, puis non, t'aurais pas un rectangle parfait, t'aurais une espèce de rectangle.
Faut faire tes inverses, là, tu sais, un d'un bord, l'autre de l'autre bord.
Mais c'est ça, c'est parce que l'idée, c'est que tu pousses...
C'est un problème pour Riemann.
C'est un problème... métaphysique.
Ouais. Es-tu en train de dire que tu vas faire une classe sur Decuse?
Decuse et la réputation d'Archimède.
Donc, ça veut dire, l'histoire du pi, ça, c'est arrivé pas mal avant Decuse, je sais pas.
Mais le pi, oui. C'est un chiffre arrondi, tu sais. C'est la proportion, c'est un chiffre arrondi qu'Archimède a découvert, genre, ça, c'est 200 ans avant Jésus-Christ.
OK.
C'est ça qu'on utilise encore aujourd'hui.
Okay.
Sauf que
C'est ça, mais le but c'est de savoir comment il a trouvé
non,
ça.
C'est
Une fois deux pi. À moins que tu prennes le diamètre, que tu mettes le diamètre là, puis t'es là.
On a-tu un livre d'Archimède? Peut-être qu'on pourrait savoir.
Donc le pi c'est dérivé d'une proportion.
Ouais.
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 Je pense que 104, ça me donnait 3.04, quelque chose de même. Mais je me donne quand je dis, mais si je continue, ça va me donner. Je vais approcher d'un ratio qui est 3 points. Ben, qui est pi.
Comment
qu'il
diffuse
ça? Entre le diamètre, le périmètre, sa circonférence, comparé au diamètre.
Ok, c'est ça que ça veut dire.
Ouais. Fait que si tu changes le diamètre, mettons que ton diamètre c'est 2, ou mettons que c'est 1, c'est-à-dire que ta circonférence ici, ce serait pi. Parce que circonférence sur diamètre, ce serait ben, pi sur 1. Si tu, mettons, si tu quadruples ton diamètre, là, quelle serait la valeur de ton de ta circonférence? C'est ça. Fait que quand tu changes ça, ben là, la relation reste pi toujours. Mais là, si tu fais l'air, c'est ça qui me mélange. Parce que si tu fais l'air, c'est pi racine carrée. Si ton rayon est 1, si ton diamètre est 2, donc ton rayon est égal à 1. Donc l'air serait pierre 1 au carré fois pi. Donc l'air serait pi. Là, si tu doubles ton rayon, tu doubles ton diamètre est égal à 4. Donc le rayon est égal à 2. Le rayon au carré, c'est 4. Ça fait 4 pi. Fait que si ton rayon est 1, c'est sûr que ça mélange, ça devrait nous donner, ça devrait être comme ça. Ça doit être l'air de ton sac. Bon, ça marche pas, puis justement, c'est toute la question des de valeurs transcendantales. C'est-à-dire que c'est pas, en fond, c'est pas que tu mesures un paquet de rectangles ensemble. Je pensais que je l'avais, mais je pense pas que je l'ai.
Delphos. Soma. Soma. Ouais, je ne sais pas ce que ça veut dire pas toi. Mais ça dit. En tout cas, dimensio circuli en latin. Dimensio circuli. La dimension du cercle.
Ouais, je pense que c'est ça. Je pense que si c'est le diamètre, ça. Ici, tu aurais 2 pi. C'est décoyé d'avoir juste. Dans le fond, je pense que ça sert à rien de m'en faire, mais c'est un rectangle qui pivote comme ça. Mais c'est après, si tu prends le rectangle qui fait toute la longueur. Qui serait infiniment petit. Puis là, tu pourrais... comment ça marcherait?
Donc, tu fais un triangle avec le diamètre et la circonférence du cercle. Un rectangle.
Non.
Hey, il est fort. Ce gars-là, il est vraiment nul.
Non, ça va être un rayon.
Non, le gars qui écrit le livre. Dirk. Dirk Strook. Il est pas bon. Ah
non?
Ben, il est pas bon. C'est
2pi. Si le rayon était 2, ça serait 4pi. Ok. 2 circonférence, 2pi fois le rayon. Ok. Là, ça marche. L'air, pi r carré. Rayon carré, 1.
La chose que je suis en train de me demander, si tu veux t'interrompre, ça a-tu du sens prendre des rectangles, des carrés, des triangles pour calculer un cercle? C'est comme pour parler des pommes avec des poires.
Ben, c'est ça le problème. C'est ça que de Queuze révèle de Archimède. De Queuze va dans la signification justement de c'est quoi un transcendantal, puis comment on devrait voir ça comme étant quelque chose de différent justement d'un domaine nouveau comparativement au polygone par exemple, que tu n'arriveras pas, que dans le fond d'essayer de t'approcher du cercle avec un paquet de triangles, un paquet de rectangles, whatever, dans le fond tu t'éloignes du cercle parce que le cercle a un seul côté de ce qui est circulaire, où là t'es rendu avec des milliards de côtés, puis de toute façon t'es même pas dessus anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Tu t'éloignes au fond du concept. Mais Archimède, c'est ça, c'est... En gros, moi c'est ça que j'ai regardé, c'est que c'est vraiment... Il y a une erreur conceptuelle dedans, même si on utilise pi pour approximer avec une calculatrice Texas Instrument qui... Mais... Ça reste que c'est pas la.
Mais la question
de question mort, métaphysique.
La question de mort, comment il est arrivé avec ce nombre-là, tu sais, pour approximer. Approximer là.
Ben c'est ça qu'on va.
Encore là, ça demande tout le temps une approximation. C'est
ouais. Tu peux virer fou puis essayer de faire la plus proche approximation possible puis passer des années là-dessus.
Ouais, puis écrire un livre, c'est pas
200
pages de
décimales. Non seulement tu peux écrire un livre, mais je pense que tu peux partir une secte aussi, c'est sûr. Sur Internet, il y a du monde qui. Il y a du monde qui essaie de faire de la musique avec des chiffres pi. Niveau loin, s'il vous plaît.
Bon, ben, salut tout le monde.
Salut Greg.
Ça va?
Attention à toi.
Je suis
toujours d'exemple
de
parce
que
nous mettons. Ouais, 11h20. J'ai le. J'ai sorti l'autre hier, je sais pas si c'est déjà sorti. Ou t'as-tu lu celui que je t'avais donné déjà?
Mirror?
Ouais.
Comment ça le livre?
Tu l'as tout de suite là?
Non. Ah oh, mais quand tu m'as donné quand tu me l'as imprimé l'autre jour, je pensais pas que tu m'avais imprimé ça. Je sais pas pourquoi, je pensais que tu m'imprimerais quelque chose de vernatique en français. Pourquoi j'étais contente là, parce que j'avais dit que j'avais mis l'envoi en
tête. Je t'ai envoyé le lien pour
venir. Oui, oui, j'ai dit.
Alors,
cette semaine, j'ai été assez occupé. Dans le fond, comme mardi, ça aurait pu être un peu moins occupé, mais j'avais dit fallait que je passe à la banque. Je l'avais pas fait vendredi passé. J'ai été mardi, puis c'est fait. Mardi. Dans le fond, à part lundi, là, parce que j'ai passé ma journée à dormir, j'ai été occupé du placement.
Est-ce que tu
viens
demain?
Oh, oui.
Ouais.
Demain après-midi.
Alors,
je me lève
tout. C'est bizarre. Oh. On va passer à figurer, mais il manque quelque chose.
Ce gars, il dit, check. The greatest mathematician of the Hellenistic period and of antiquity, as a whole was Archimedes, who lived in Syracuse as advisor to King Nero. He is one of the few scientific figures of antiquity who is more than a name. Several data about his life and person have been preserved. We know that he was killed when the Romans took Syracuse after he placed his technical skill at the disposal of the defenders of the city. This interest in practical applications may appear odd if we compare it to the contempt in which such interest was held in the Platonic school of his contemporaries.
No.
However, an explanation is found in the much quoted statement in Plutarch's Vita Machiavelli. You see, this interest in practical applications may appear odd if we compare it to the contempt in which such interest was held in the Platonic school. You see, laissez tranquille de pratique avec ta science.
Was held in contempt.
C'est vraiment bizarre parce que. Personne d'autre qui faisait ça. C'est comme, mais attends, comme... là, parce que Platon, il y avait une académie, tu sais, c'était comme un centre politique, là. C'était juste pour faire des calculs.
Ouais.
Dirk.
Connais le grec, monsieur tout.
Ok, je pense.
Dirk.
Je pense que j'ai figuré là. C'est un rayon de 2. Je comprends pas pourquoi là ça marche, puis ça ne marchait pas tant que ça. Ça même si ça fait 2 pi ou whatever. Pi fois rayon au carré.
C'est long que ça, les journées là-bas? Ben, la journée commençait de bonne
heure, ouais. Ah, ouais?
Le déjeuner était à 7h30. 7h.
Ouais. J'imagine là-dedans, il y en a qui ne doivent pas être là à toutes les conférences.
Ah,
c'est plusieurs conférences qui sont données.
Ouais, c'est ça. Ouais, on était là pour tout ça.
Tout?
C'était intense. Ouais. L'année passée, on n'avait pas fait
autant. Non.
On n'avait pas de déjeuner l'année passée. On avait de bonne heure, mais.
Mais tu sais, pour tout assister aux conférences, il faudrait quasiment. J'imagine de toute façon qu'il y a une limite de passe média qu'on peut obtenir. Mais ça a été comme.
Ouais.
Tu en avoir au moins 4 personnes, puis tu en avoir 2 à la fois. Une rotation, mais c'est fou quand même. Là. C'est quoi, c'est 14h? 14h là-bas. 6h le matin, 8h le soir, c'est 14h. C'est pas mal. Là.
C'est long, ouais.
14h, ils écoutaient.
Ça finissait. Ça, c'est parce qu'il y a des réceptions après ça, là, le soir. Fait que ça, c'est plus, tu sais, je veux dire, c'est plus relax, hein, mais
ouais.
C'est des gens de la conférence, des gens de l'audience là, qui sont là. Bon, genre, là. Mais, fait que ça, c'est plus relax, mais t'es quand même en dessous.
Ouais.
Tu fais quand même ta job, tu sais. Ok, là, c'est ça. Mais hier, c'est vraiment la journée la
Ouais, j'ai couché.
J'étais à la
Je faisais une poignée de brasse, mon gars.
le matin, c'était plus tard, là. Fait que je suis content parce qu'on pouvait dormir. Ça commençait juste en avant. Fait que ça, j'étais content. Mais faut quand même se lever le temps.
Je vais y aller.
Ouais,
demain.
Quand on se voit demain.
Demain, Catherine.
À demain,
monsieur. Salut, Catherine. Oh boy, oh boy.
C'est un rayon de câble.
Hey, lui, il dit ici c'est 96 sides.
96?
T'as entendu quoi? T'as entendu
54. 54. 96, ça veut dire. Il est 48. Il a commencé avec 3.
Ah.
3, 6.